what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1427 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less, But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, Pat's got the latest on P. Diddy.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
I bet.
Serious trouble. Might have another... Well, I don't know. Michael Jackson's dead. Harvey Weinstein's gone. Epstein wouldn't really say he's an entertainer, but we might have the full-blown latest weirdo.
R. Kelly's gone.
R. Kelly's gone. Sex weirdo in entertainment. There needs to be a king.
Cosby's around.
Yeah, Cosby's back, maybe. I have a question
back.
For you.
Yeah.
He's on tour.
What's he going to do now? It's all fucked up now.
It's all fucked up now.
Wow, yeah.
I also, as part of my research for this story, Googled, is Diddy a musician? And I still don't fully know the answer to that.
Sun don't shine forever.
We all want to know the answer to that one, so I can't wait. I've got alpha camps for adult men on deck.
I'm fired up about that.
I think I know.
I love alpha camps.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
there's
excited.
Men going to alpha camp, and we're going to talk about it. Wes has a Trump date for us.
Yep. All things Trump. Going to keep you updated on what he's doing, how he is.
Yeah.
How he's living.
Is he a lot of texts, a lot of all caps?
He's doing pretty good compared to the last time we checked in with him. Oh. Let me just put it that way.
You still texting with Don Jr.? Is this an exclusive? Or?
Yeah, I do. Every other yeah. Sunday we text.
All right.
Yeah. Over dinner.
Yeah, in between church.
Yeah,
for him.
And then Mark's got a huge mistake for us out of Canada.
Yeah, another big mistake out of Canada, which we love to cover. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Whoopsies! All right, well, let's get right into it. Guys. Diddy has a bunch of houses. He has a house in Miami, a house in L.A., and maybe a new one coming up, the big house.
Is that a ching?
Got his ass.
We talked a little bit about Diddy and how he had some lawsuits brought against him over the... I know we talked about the first lawsuit. I don't know if we talked about the second. A lot of Diddy news in between then and now. And Monday, Homeland Security raided his home in Miami by boat, which is pretty badass. Like, I'm talking full tactical gear. They went all out and they raided a home owned by Bad Boy Films, okay, and one of his daughters in Los Angeles. And I'll tell you what, I said Bad Boy Films. I thought I knew every production company owned by, or at least that was a mover and shaker. And so I said, I never heard of Bad Boy Films. I started Googling. Good luck. What I can tell you about them is they did not produce the Bad Boys movies.
Oh,
that's surprising.
It's a record label, right.
Yeah. But real hard to Google.
Right.
I don't know the
name.
Because the name Bad Boys, right. The movie.
That's a lot of overlap.
They didn't produce.
Yep. Yeah. No, that
see
makes
what
sense.
I'm saying. So,
well, Diddy, a marketing master, I thought he would have worked around that, you know?
No, Star Wars films?
Yeah, Star Wars films. It's hard to find anything on it. But no, guys, these raids were fucking intense. Okay. And this is different than a search warrant, right? Because they could have absolutely issued a search warrant. There's the two big things about them. Why was it a raid, not just a search warrant? And why was it the Department of Homeland Security, right? Kind of a strange agency to be pulling off a raid. Usually it's a straight law enforcement agency, right? If someone's doing something real bad, you know, FBI or the ATF, right? Homeland Security. Well, reason being, y'all, is because it's the raids are most likely linked to a sex trafficking investigation that were kind of teed off by these lawsuits, right? So we're going to get into the lawsuits a little bit. Diddy's sons were at the house. Here's a photograph from the helicopter. It looks like they're handcuffed. Not sure if they're being, they were arrested or just detained, but there's his son King and his son Justin.
Boy, Justin got the short end of the stick on the naming, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's tough, it's, right? To be up next to King.
Yeah. King.
Why'd you name me Justin and not King?
So can't be two kings, Wes.
Right. Can't be two kings.
Well, you gotta name me like Sire or something cool.
Prince. Some regicide going on. By the way, how did that player Great do? That guy Great on
Great Osador did good. Like
he good, right?
Yeah, you called him Good Osador. Utah State. Yeah.
His mom really really was shooting for the stars with that name. Should have called him Good Orsador. Anyway, guys, let's talk a little bit about these lawsuits because this is kind of crazy. And before we talk about them, I want to play a video. I don't know if you guys have noticed as of late. I'm sure you have. I think I sent one a couple of these to the group chats. But there's this new like trend of video that is probably AI written copy run through like a very, very good text to voice converter. Right, where it sounds like a real legit person on like a nameless YouTube channel or Facebook channel. Like you can't really, it doesn't really have like a brand to it, but it's called like you know, like Culture News or right. Like this one's,
it's just like the new the new like
right and AI with a salacious news headline news. Right and a great thumbnail for the video, and then it just really never gets to the point, right? Because the goal is just to keep you watching shit. Anyway, I came across this one, this YouTube channel called Urbanor, and it was, man, they had like 15, 20 videos about the Diddy situation. They had this one. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to talk about why this is such a problem.
Oh, y'all better get a chair for this one, because ooh, Usher and Meek Mill just got exposed for being DL and hooking up with Diddy in his freak-off parties.
What?
If you've been on social media for some time, then you've probably heard the rumors of Meek, Usher, and Diddy probably being a throuple and getting each other. However, there was no evidence at that time to back the rumors, so they got away with it.
Got away with it.
Everybody, there was nothing going on. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore, because Diddy just got slammed with another SA lawsuit from a male victim. And it came with all the receipts we needed.
Ooh, the
because
receipts.
Not only did the lawsuit expose Meek and Usher for being right. Diddy's boy toys.
Yeah, what?
Oh, wow.
Here's the issue with that fucking video, guys.
E-E-R.
They're saying that Diddy was fucking Usher and Meek?
That's what she said.
The implication was that they were in some sort of consensual throuple. But here's the motherfucking problem, guys. Usher started living with Diddy when he was 14 years old.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's prime, prime age.
He was raped by Diddy. Right. He was raped by Diddy. These videos are popping up like, ooh, these boys are in a throuple on the DL. The man was raped.
And they
by
started
Diddy
young, y'all.
Was he 14? Definitely raped by Diddy at 14?
I mean, well, if it's statutory, for sure, right?
I don't think Meek Mill and Usher
was any of
banging.
This true?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he just got raided by Homeland Security. Yeah,
hold on.
That's for sex trafficking women and illegal
But sex trafficking. Like, he's in all kinds of shit.
Here's what I can tell you.
It wasn't for a throuple with
Meek Mill. Oh, it's a fact. He fucked Usher.
No, the AI video is probably fucked.
Wait, did Usher fuck Bieber?
Hold on.
Him when he was 12.
Let me clear it up. That video, right, the information they were basing, the very loose truth that they were purporting, is based on this lawsuit that was brought by a former collaborator of Diddy, Rodney Jones. He's a producer, videographer, right? In that lawsuit, he says that Puffy had sex with, right, against their will, with two men, one who's a rapper from Philadelphia and the other who recently performed at the Super Bowl, okay? Usher.
What if you met Will Smith again?
Right, it's Will Smith again. Usher has
and he walked in and he tweeted. Was just pounding him.
Meek Mill tweeted a defense, actually, of it.
Right, Meek Mill put out the most I'm not gay and never banged Diddy tweet of all time, which
no one's admitting to
a lot of people like, were like, oof, well, that's a.
I don't know about Meek Mill.
The Eagles are going to stop playing a song if the.
I don't know about Meek Mill. All I know is that he probably fucked Usher when he was a child.
What?
That's how I know.
That's fucked. I mean, that's why you get raided by Homeland Security when you do something like that.
That's the biggest news I've ever heard.
this is salacious.
This is incredible news.
All right, so this is for the lawsuit. It's not funny.
What does Fitty have to say about this?
This is from Rodney Jones's lawsuit. Okay, he said that Diddy subjected him to repeated sexual assault, unwanted advances. Okay, Rodney Jones claimed that Diddy, among other things, would grope his genitals, touch his beehole.
Yeah.
That's just horsing around.
Yeah, it's like a wrestling.
Why do you say that, Mark?
Dude, we talked about this last dude.
That's horseplay.
You call it horseplay. Right. He also showed him a video of Stevie J, producer Stevie J, banging a dude. He's like, look at Stevie J having fun with that
Stevie
guy.
Look at Stevie work.
Right. Okay. But also in that lawsuit, I believe it was that one or it was a different one. They're essentially saying that Diddy in 2003 picked up a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, we covered that one too. Yeah.
Right. So it's about the sex trafficking. That's what the Homeland Security is about.
Look, we call him Stevie Spray. Watch this.
Right, so, watch him spray.
He's like an emperor.
He's right. Like Marlon Brando.
Like R. Kelly situation, except both ways, right?
Yeah. In that lawsuit, he claims that he got his son Justin Combs to recruit prostitutes, and they would drug them.
That's like Epstein stuff.
The raid took place. But yeah, I mean, I think we all, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, we kind of found out later, but like Diddy blew up Kid Cudi's car. That was in one of the lawsuits.
Because he was fucking one of his girlfriends, right?
He's basically a mobster. I mean, he is.
Right.
He is a psychopath for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody still points the finger at the Tupac.
None of that's,
murder,
exactly. Tupac. But I mean, none of that's news, but the thruple with Usher and Meek Mill.
The way it's
news.
Being covered is very upsetting. It's very fucking upsetting because he
Usher's
went to live
like,
with them.
What?
check out the Howard Stern interview with Usher. Check that out.
What is he saying? He's doing some coding?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Help me.
There's rumors that he gave Usher herpes at 15.
That could have been playing beer pong.
Yeah, he could have kissed him.
Yeah. Not that. Yeah, she got burned by Usher, right? Kanye West lyric. It's not that type. You don't get burned.
Usher's had sex with a trillion women.
I mean, I would imagine Usher has herpes.
Of course he has fucking something going on.
Or he was sexually assaulted by his producer.
Maybe his grandma kissed him when he was two.
Yeah, maybe he was born with it.
Anyway, guys, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, okay? And Squarespace is the absolute best if you want to create a website and you don't know what you're doing. Or even if you do know what you're doing and you just want to do it way easier. But let's be honest, unless you're a web developer, you don't know what you're doing, right? I know my stuff, but every time I try to make a website, I never finish it. Because there's stuff well beyond my abilities until I found, of course, Squarespace, y'all. Mm. It's absolutely the best. It's the simplest, and it's a one-stop shop. You can get your domain name, your hosting, and your engine, the Fluid Engine. You can use that to build your website. It's drag-and-drop technology. Anybody can do it. And once you get in there and get the easy stuff out of the way, then you can start doing cool stuff, like playing with their Blueprint AI SEO tools. So like search engine optimization, Squarespace has you covered with AI. You can choose from different professionally current laid out website styling options. You can do kind of a, you know, the copy vibe. They have most of it done for you. They
set up your online store. We're going to have a Diddy Usher Meek Mill thruple shirt hitting the store soon.
Yeah, 100%. I think Usher used Squarespace when he created I Swear to God, Diddy Didn't Fuck Me.com.
Get the tea. Get the tea, because a man that met a man when he was 14 and 30, right?
He saw talent in him. But
it's not okay. They used to wrestle. We're talking about Squarespace right now. Squarespace. Guys, if you sell stuff, they have flexible payments, right? You can make checkout seamless for a customer. They accept credit card, PayPal, Apple Pay. That's absolutely key and clutch if you're selling stuff. And you can also paywall stuff if you want to. Sell memberships. Pretty much anything you can imagine on a website, you could do with Squarespace, and you can actually do it. You can pull it off. And all you got to do is go to squarespace.com, okay, for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/hardfactor. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. It's pretty simple. So that's squarespace.com/hardfactor to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You got to use that code hardfactor. One word.
Oh, yeah. Get in there.
Usher, I'm going to make you a star, kid. Just one thing first.
Yeah, it's tough. It turns out,
I mean,
auditioning for Diddy was probably pretty tough.
If he's trying to bang a grown man.
Show me you want it.
We didn't talk at all about the sex trafficking. I noticed.
No,
we talked about it. The two suits that Pat talked about.
pretty sure we've covered before,
and it was right. And it stemmed from those, and then he got raided by the Homeland Security because he's probably sex.
Like a Homeland Security expert weighed in and said the raids are probably taking place because of the information revealed.
The Homeland Security agent came out and said, "Just check out the Howard Stern Usher interview, okay?"
I mean, okay,
speaks for itself.
Listen closely. Ooh,
these boys are getting it on the DL.
Yeah, that's 14. I hate that news style.
Well, it's coming for us. It's AI news. It's everywhere. Watch out, everybody. All right. Speaking of that, a lot of fear porn out there these days. All right. You got all the illegal squatters. Heard about this? Just taking houses left and right, bragging on TikTok about it. Just, saying that you can't be stopped. You can just take a house, squatting it. And it's yours forever. It's
crazy.
Apparently it happened in my neighborhood. And they just got them out finally.
Yeah, it's tough. Once it happens, it's tough to get them out. But people all over, especially close to the border, I think it's like really bad. Also a flood of crime tourists who apparently, get visas just to come and rob houses. And then, they're sent home as long as they don't hurt anybody while they rob the house. So it's just there's too much threat, to the American man.
That's right, a sick loophole. We got to close that loophole, but good for them figuring that out.
Is there other crime tourist agents?
Close loophole, but no, you just get sent home, and then they get to keep. They've already fenced the goods or whatever. However, untraceable. It's like
Is it a package, Mark? Like we're gonna send you to Miami?
Like you have like a crime tourist agent,
right? You plan it out. You're like, all right, we're gonna hit this there.
That's what I was suggesting.
Drop
here for business place. Pleasure or crime?
Let me get a look at you.
You can't say crime on the visa, but you look
like a Nebraskan. I'm gonna send you to Nebraska. You can't don't say nothing. Okay, don't open your mouth. Just walk around and look Nebraskan.
So I mean, what's the American family man to do with all these dangers facing him in America? He's under attack. What's he gonna do?
What would you guys do?
Call the police.
Order police pizza.
Get there fast enough, Wes.
Not worry about it.
Handle it with your own bare hands. And to do that, prepare yourself for that, you got to go to Alpha Camp. Okay.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we're talking Alpha Camp today, guys. And thanks to Dextero for reporting on this new phenomenon. They say that the Modern Day Night Project, this is their website here, I'll show it to you guys. It describes itself as a 75-hour personal growth experience that claims to help men who want to live a life filled with fulfillment, purpose, financial freedom, and have a deep, loving relationship with their family. And they have a great, intro video if you want to go check it out on the homepage there at the Modern Night Project.
It's your son's worst nightmare trip for dad.
Oh, yeah. Sons hate this.
The dad gets back from this thing, he's not letting the kid get away with anything.
He's bald and fat ripped.
Yeah, the TV remote's getting spiked.
Yeah.
Many dads go into this repair and come out big bald dads that lift every single morning. And
that's what I'm saying.
Play video game. So
it's tough for the neighborhood Lothario for daughters, right? The daughters of dads.
Oh, yeah.
Put down the game controller and take the fucking dog you wanted on a walk.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with the dad that just got out of his certified alpha camp. He's certified alpha after that. There's a graduation. They graduate you as an alpha. So it's got a price tag of $18,000 attached to it. The website says that it's a three-day experience and it's only for entrepreneurs, executives, and leaders, who will prove to be one of the toughest and physical and mental challenges that any participant will have ever experienced, guaranteed. So it basically sounds like an elite sports camp for adults, basically. So like, kind of those scam sports camps where they tell your kid they're going to be a pro athlete. You spend thousands of dollars.
This is similar to remember Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives in New Jersey? Her boyfriend went on one of these camps to Warrior Camp, right? Where he was crying at the end and they were like, tell us. There was a video of him talking about how he loves his family on a beach with a bunch of other dudes who were
it's cathartic.
And Diddy was in the background.
Right. It's like therapy, but instead of talking, They just make you do physical therapy for 75 hours straight, yell at you.
They do shit like this for rehab and stuff too. And it's like, personal growth is what they tag it as, right?
It's $240 an hour, by the way, if you're doing math at home, that you're paying to be there.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's expensive. And people are now questioning it because a clip of the Modern Day Night Project shared on Twitter has left many internet users, according to Dextero, and I verified it on the internet, ridiculing those who are signing up for what people are describing to be alpha male camp, and that they could save a ton of money and just get teed up for 10% off at lasara.com/hardfactor. That's what the internet's saying. But the Modern Day Night Project website says, all caps, I'll show it to you again, your family deserves the best version of you as a leader, husband, and father. So I want to give you a little taste of what that feels like. Taking it to the internet, let's take a look at the opening day of class, a video, as provided by ex-user Santanas underscore George.
Look at each other. Look to your left, is your right. More than 60% will not be here fucking Friday. I guarantee it. And I'll make sure. I'll make sure you earn the right to be here every fucking second.
It's like a Radford completion rate.
Because I see in your fucking eyes that most of you don't fucking belong here. And I'll be damned, I'll take this fucking knife off my fucking waist and carve this fucking tattoo off my fucking hand before I let any of these fucking bitches show up here on Friday for the graduation. I see in your fucking eyes already. Your fucking souls are mine.
Your souls. Yeah. How many fuckings was that?
Can't your money's worth.
10. I just want to know if he's ever actually had to carve his tattoo off his forearm before. Because that might be worth $18,000 to see.
No, they all impress him at the end. Well,
he fumbled it too when he was trying
to take
it out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How many times has he given this speech, dude?
Right. This
what a beta thing to do.
He drops the knife. Comments.
Well, some people say this is stupid, Will, spending $18,000 on this, but I'd say it's a small price to pay to become the best version of yourself. And it's also part of the plan. Now you have to be a man because you're in debt. And if you want your kids to go through college, you have to work it off.
Yep. So you got to pay that $18,000.
You're in the hole right off the bat. They're setting you up for success. Got to be a man.
Well, also teaching great skills like threatening self-harm to encouraging alphaness in others. It's a great one.
I will cut my tattoo off my forearm. Before I'll let
fuck
you
each and every one of you.
Right, before I let you do the thing that I am also the person that oversees the thing. So it's like he's the one that determines whether they can graduate or not. And he's saying he'll cut his own forearm off before he allows himself.
There won't be a graduation. I'm just going to fuck all you on Friday.
It's known that one of the most alpha things you can do is threaten to hurt yourself to encourage other people to do exactly what you want.
It's what it takes. Right.
He also makes an example of at least one person every class that just like just ruins his whole experience.
This guy's
there's
got to
be like a bitch, you know. He's got to make an example.
A guy that just goes home crying every time. Yeah.
It was tough, but I learned a lot, honey.
Do you get a refund? Do you think this is send home chill? Do you get a prorated refund if you leave day one?
I mean, it's got to be no refunds, right? I didn't
know. No way. No refunds, bro.
Ask that guy for a refund.
He'll slice your neck with the machete right there. The axe. And I guess they each get an axe when they graduate, certified alphas with an axe. Anyways, a lot of internet commenters said, you know, why not just join the military and have them pay you to endure the exact same brutal hazing training? You know, join a fraternity for adult men. That would be more fun. You'd probably get hazed the same way. A sports team, ever heard of it? You know, pretty much the same thing, except you don't have to like get screamed at for $18,000. So
I've got a business idea. Let's flip this on its head and do the opposite. $18,000 for a week to become a fat, lazy piece of shit and just hang out with us and like drink and like bet on sports or whatever, eat chips, like relax.
Yeah, anybody who wants to do that.
For intense guys. We got to get all these intense guys to come relax.
And we'll loosen you up.
We got to throw a lie in there, though, like they did about financial freedom. Come out and do that, what Mark's talking about, and you never know. Maybe you'll win some of it back.
You'll still be financially free somehow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guaranteed. Asterisks. Anyways, those are all fractions of the cost and a lot more fun based on the video that we just saw of how you could raise your alphaness. Or another alternative to feel better every day, naturally increasing your alpha levels by default. Field of Greens. Okay. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every single day. Okay.
I want you on this journey with me because it's literally an awesome product. It just makes you feel way better every time you drink it. It's just one scoop. Seriously, one scoop in a shaker with water. It tastes great. I like the wild berry flavor and the strawberry lemonade the best. And it's completely improved my life in terms of like skin. You notice your skin clear up right away. Your nails, your hair is a little bit smoother, right? This is nutrition the way nature intended. Way more energy throughout the day from the green tea in it. Healthier hair and skin from all the vegetable nutrients. It's just like freeze, flash, frozen vegetables that are then boom, compressed into everything you need in one scoop a day. It helps with digestion. My stomach feels better. It's been a lifesaver with a stomach bug that I got recently. Each organic fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. Flash frozen, superior nutrient extraction process. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you a 100% money back guarantee. Now, that's a good product right there. We got you 15% off your order plus free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code HARDFACTOR. That's promo code HARDFACTOR, all one word, at fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com.
It works. I field of greened myself right before the show. I'm energized.
Wes is finally shit regular.
Yeah, yes, I replace one coffee absolutely. A day with it.
Yeah.
Noticeable.
Yeah, it
noticeable,
really is.
Noticeable, nice.
It's great. Guys, did you know that even if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold. But get this. Now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right. No cap on the 3% match. Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. The offer is good through April 30th. Get started at Robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply. And now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of the first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% matching on transfers is subject to specific terms and conditions. Robinhood IRA available to U.S. customers in good standing. Right. A little Trump date for you guys. Remember when the Teflon Don, a.k.a. President Trump, a.k.a. Mushroom Cock, a.k.a. Big Mean Orange Man, was ordered to pay $454 million by a New York judge for defrauding banks, lying about his net worth to get special rates on loans, which they said gave him an unfair advantage to build his businesses. Remember that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, today, Monday, was supposed to be D-Day for Donald to pay up, $454 million, or his assets would be frozen, and Letitia James, whose life work has been prosecuting Trump, would have gone after, you know, Trump Plaza and other buildings, which Trump referred to as his babies, right?
Okay.
But wouldn't you know it, guys?
He has actual kids, though.
Yeah, I know, but he refers to his buildings as his babies.
Said Don, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Junior and Eric.
But wouldn't you know it, guys? Old Donnie boy had one last trick up his sleeve, and that trick played out in appeals court Monday, right before his time was officially up. And in that appeals court, like a mattress salesman, he slashed prices. And Don only has to pay now $174 million. So a huge discount.
As a bond.
As a bond, yes.
Right. During the appeal.
Right.
He's still going to have to pay the total amount of money.
Is he?
Wins the appeal. 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he wins the appeal.
They essentially said he's appealing, right? Which is normal. So they're saying, okay, normally when you appeal, you still have to lay a bond up. It's like, hey, right. You can't just use this to delay tactic. So they reduce the bond to 175. So it'll go through the appeals court if he loses, which he will.
That's what I was confused about, because Letitia James said that he's still going to have to pay it, but he's acting like
If he wins the appeal, he would get that bond back, or
yep, 100%.
He's probably disputing the amount too, so he probably wants to reduce it. We'll see.
He also has now 10 more days to pay the bond, which he intends on paying. He said, quote, "I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division and will post either $175 million of cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within 10 days. He also added that this shows how ridiculous and outrageous Ergeron's original decision was. And he said, he did nothing wrong, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, this case reminds me of what my friend's Jewish grandfather always used to say before we would leave the house. He used to say, "Remember, Ben of Ben," which means grandson in Hebrew. He used to say, "Remember, Ben of Ben, only a schmuck pays full price." Right? No, wait, that wasn't it. He said, "Remember, Ben of Ben, the first price you see should never be the price you pay." No, it was "Let them learn the hard way that you're a Jew." That was after a few drinks. Yeah, that was the one.
One time grandpa said it.
Yeah, that was the one. Also in a victory for Trump, the appeals court struck down Judge Ergeron's original order barring Trump from doing business in the state. I don't know if that holds again, forever, but that's what the ruling was. And in addition, the $174 million dent initially in his wallet won't hurt as much now that Trump's merger with the parent company that now owns Truth Social is done. And those stocks will hit the trading floor tomorrow, Tuesday, and that will make Trump very rich. He will be.
How many users do they have?
I don't know. The company is worth over $5.5 billion. He owns 58% of the shares.
Wow.
The USA Today said that will put him in the wealthiest 500 people on Bloomberg Billionaires Index for the first time.
I mean, but he's 100%. Like, there's just – so this is a thing. Remember the deli in New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. Going public can make you very wealthy.
Right, yeah, because there's going to be the hype of the IPO.
I mean, we're talking about Donald Trump here.
But he can't sell –
going to be fraud in this IPO, like 100%.
So, is this going to get him in trouble again later?
But he'll be dead.
He can sue for everything.
I don't know.
He'll be dead by that point.
I don't know. But he can't sell his shares for 6 months, so we'll see if the stock price goes up or down.
This is crazy. So producer Eric's a Business Insider headline: Trump's Truth Social has only 5 million members, but could be valued at 5 billion. That's insane valuation.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's con. But when you're 78 years old, you're just buying runway for yourself. That's what you're doing.
I don't know. Everyone's reporting on it being legit. Bloomberg.
He's only got so many years to get sued again. I mean, go all gas, no brakes at this point.
So we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, he's gonna have the money, it looks like. Also, one last thing in Trump news.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a good point. Like, maybe with the guys who have nothing left to live for because there's only a couple of years, maybe just not the best suited to be in charge of everybody else's, you know.
It's like running up your credit card when you have, like, you know, terminally ill. Why not?
It's 100% like that.
Yeah.
in other news, by the way, can I increase my limits?
In other news, Trump took to Truth Social on Sunday night to do a little bragging. He said, quote, "It is my great honor to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight, awards night, all caps, to receive, all caps, the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy. I won both." Talented membership, a great difficult course, and the play was very exciting, blah, 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 blah.
He's like Putin scoring the 50 goals in a hockey match.
He's supposed to be a good golfer, but exactly, Mark.
No, I mean, he's notoriously cheating. How concerning, he did not win. How concerning is it that
how can he win the non-senior?
He desperately has to fucking win. That he's serious about claiming winning a tournament.
Oh, he's got exactly trophies. Like
Putin. Mark nailed it. It's exactly like if you've ever seen Putin's hockey games where he plays with all the pros from Russia, they just dive out of the way and let him score.
Right.
It's the same shit. People are just shaking the ball on purpose in golf.
Yeah, missing putts. Everyone's three putting out there.
He probably could have bought it. Anyway, after that came out, Biden's interns took to Twitter and screenshot it, and they said, "Congratulations, Donald! Quite the accomplishment." So,
for sure,
little trolling there by Biden's team, which I thought was funny.
Good tit for tat.
Yeah. So, you know, election season really ramping up.
Insane to me. This is insane. It's such an insane thing. It's
the
such
only other people
maladaptive personality move. Trait.
Well, it's like Putin and Lukashenko, right? The other guys that pulled that move.
You got to win. If you're not first, you're last, man. Yeah.
There's our Al's tweet.
The Medal of Honor.
Pinning it on himself. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's what's going on in the world with Donnie.
All right. Well, nice. One last investment piece of business for you guys. There are very few investments that make a better long-term hedge against inflation depression and economic downturn than precious metals like gold and silver. You can plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments. Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust, and I'll tell you why. It's because the founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver, and they have secured more than $1 billion, and that's with a B, in precious metals for their clients. So yeah, if you want to hedge against inflation and unsurety, get sure with some gold. Because gold is fucking awesome. Yep. I mean, it's government-proof security. Unlike money, you can't print gold. Noble Gold Guidance, they'll give it to you. If it doesn't, you don't have to be a seasoned investor in gold. We're not. We're new to the game, which is fine, because Noble Gold Investment simplifies and secures your gold investment journey. And they give you two options for the gold. You can choose between a tax-advantaged gold IRA or have physical gold delivered to your door. Noble Gold Investments ensures a seamless, easy transaction. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor. Now on to Canada. I'd like to talk to you about a big fuck up over there. Huge mistake, almost 7 years in the making, that was discovered just a few years ago and is finally being addressed now. First, let's see if I added their pictures in. I'm not sure if I did, but there's two guys I'm about to show you when I add their pictures in.
Well, Mark Stahl.
What's their names?
Trump's handicap is a self-reported 2.8, Wes.
That's 2.8?
Yeah.
So there's no one. Yeah. There were no like pros out there with him.
Jordan's is.
You talk about
1.9.
Richard and Eddie?
That's real
Richard
good.
Richard and Eddie. There they are. Yep. Meet Eddie Ambrose and Richard Boyvase. Eddie and Richard share the same birthday. And they were born in the same town, the same hospital, in fact, in Manitoba, Canada. Are you starting to see where I'm going with this?
Same mustache, too. Crazy.
Yep.
Oh, they're twin brothers.
They're not related. Now, Richard, who is 68, like Eddie, spent his whole life thinking, they're both 68, but Richard spent his whole life thinking he was an indigenous, and Eddie thought he was Ukrainian. Both of those guys have had to deal with some tough news in the past few years. The dead kids in the schools for Richard must have been extra tough, and the dead kids in Ukraine for Eddie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's real hard.
Well, obviously the point of this story is the numbnut neonatologist or milkmaids at the Manitoba Hospital switched Eddie and Richard at birth, and they didn't find out until their mid-60s when a DNA test proved that they were at least the third set of babies this hospital accidentally switched at birth. Whoops.
Oh, my goodness. Who got the better end of the deal?
You're about to find out. You can take the indigenous garb off, Richard. That's just cultural appropriation now.
Right. He's in trouble now. Yeah. They're all living a lie. This is, I mean.
He's like, maybe I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. Good news, though, other than, Good news, though, other than the fact that their indigenous and Ukrainian parents died before finding out the news, on Thursday, Wab Canoe, the recently elected premier of Manitoba, will apologize to Richard and Eddie this
is
week.
Wab or what Rob? What does that
do? Wab, W-A-B, like Schwab. Wab.
Okay. Wab. You sure it's not Rob?
No, it's Wob.
Wob Canoe.
Wob. Yeah. You might be thinking that's not sufficient enough, and you'd be right.
Yeah, being apologized to a guy named Wob.
By Wob.
What's that short for?
Wob comes to you and he's like,
Wobador. Wobador. But you'd be right, but it's better than the last administration, whose policy was to deny any responsibility and not acknowledge those two at all. To the last admin, Richard was of the land. As far as they were concerned, they were still sending him indigenous themed Hallmark cards for his birthday. This land is your land, Richard. But to Manitoba's credit, day old babies look a lot alike. They're so fucking tiny and covered in goo. Yeah. How can you tell them apart?
With hopefully name tags.
They don't have goo, but
yeah, they put little ankle bracelets on them now. Yeah.
Slippery guy.
It was a crazy invention. These ankle bracelets.
Yeah, the name tags. Yeah.
Hey, you want to play a prank on this baby?
Yeah. Do you think it was just a fucked up, like, you know?
No, that was
somebody working in the maternity ward who was just like had a screw loose and was like, I know. That's how they got their kicks. You know?
It was back in 1955, and it was the first year of this hospital's existence, so they didn't have their procedures in place yet.
I mean, there's definitely always a situation where someone looks at the two babies and mixed up which one was which, and instead of saying, hold on, stop the presses, let's make sure we get this right.
He's moved on.
They slapped one name tag on one of them and another name tag on another one, and then tried their best to forget about it.
Which one of these kids is Cree? Eddie, who grew up singing Ukrainian folk songs and then went into foster care when his parents died when he was very young, and his other relatives got sick of caring for him, probably because he was too in touch with nature, is actually Cree. But it wouldn't have been much better to for him if he grew up in the Cree community. His unrelated swapped out buddy Richard did, because Richard's French dad died at three. His mom was 100% Cree, his dad French. And his Cree mother struggled to raise him and his six siblings, who had to forage for food until he too was placed in the foster system after the Canadian incident known as the 60s Scoop, which is a pretty cute name for the government ripping thousands of Indigenous kids from their parents' homes and placing them in the foster system.
Okay.
To the old 60s Scoop.
They became brothers in a way. Yeah. Yep. So it didn't matter.
Didn't matter. He even got to see officials strike his sister when she wouldn't stop crying during the 60s Scoop. And outside of Rachel Dolezal, he was one of the few white people to experience prejudice for people misidentifying your race, as kids used to tease him for being Indigenous. Hey, Cree boy, how come you're so pale, Cree boy? Is it going to rain today? You know, stuff like that.
Wow. They're pale up there? Man, this is a total mind.
No, he was Ukrainian. So like, they're like, why are you so pale, Cree boy? Right.
He's Eastern European, telling everybody, because he's in the family.
You look
American.
European. Yeah. The kids knew it.
Yeah, they knew it. This is like that kids fable so with like the duck raised by like swans or whatever. There's some kind of story. Yeah, it's nuts.
It's the ugly duckling.
It's a mind fuck.
Is that it?
This was all discovered when Richard got a DNA test for his birthday, because he wanted to learn more about his French roots from his dad, and that came back all Ukrainian. That's going to do it for the show today. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We love you. Get out there and have a great fucking day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you later! Yeah!